Steve Scalise, Pelosi unhinged because she knows Trump's going to win again. By Robert Krajicek on February 5, 2020. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, said Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's DCA, ripping a part of a printout of President Donald Trump's speech at the conclusion of Tuesday's State of the Union address was a function of Democrats realizing this president is going to win again, offering his remarks on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. It shows that she's unhinged, stated Scalise of Pelosi's antic. I think Democrats are unhinged, and it's getting to them. The fact that they realize this president is going to win again, and it's because of the things he's done. Pelosi previously stormed out of various meetings with the president and Republicans while acting like a child, shared Scalise. It's not the first time she's done this. Listen. Marlow invited Scalise's comments on Trump's address. Scalise said, I think it was a great speech. The president had a lot of great things to talk about. Things that he's actually done, promises made, promises kept, the great American comeback was a theme. And you heard, Trump, go down that whole litany of things. Not only that he's done and that he stands for, but what's great about America. How do you not grin for that? Asked Scalise. I guess if you're a socialist, maybe you have disdain because you don't want to see the country be successful. But most people in America who were watching, I think, were really happy and proud about what's great about our country and probably watching with disdain. As you saw, these socialists sitting down when the president was talking about our country doing great. Scalise added, Democrats, as a party, put themselves in a position where they can't applaud somebody else's success. Donald Trump is applauding the success of hard-working families that were left behind by America for a long time. By both Republicans and Democrats that weren't delivering for those people. Scalise went on, the killing of terrorists used to be something we all applauded. When Barack Obama gave the order to kill Osama bin Laden, we had a lot of policy disagreements with Obama. But we applauded, as Republicans and Democrats, that a bloody terrorist was killed. They couldn't even stand and celebrate the killing of Soleimani, who has the blood of hundreds of America's servicemen and women on his hands. He was plotting to kill more Americans. It was bad for them to make that a partisan issue just because they hate the president. Democrats oppose school choice policies to introduce competitive forces between schools to improve educational quality, noted Scalise, remarking on Trump's awarding of a scholarship to a fourth-grade girl from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, during his speech. This girl has a better opportunity at life, now, and they have disdain for that, too? Asked Scalise. Because maybe she could be successful, and she won't need to go beg to these liberals for everything that they need? Government's got to be their answer, or else they don't applaud your success. Scalise stated, the Democrats are sitting down because they don't want you to have your own success. They want you to have to go to them for everything. Scalise stated, Democrats are the people that can't count votes in an Iowa caucus, and they want to run and federalize your election. Pay close attention. They want to run every aspect of your life from healthcare to the Green New Deal, where you can't fly on a plane, but don't worry, they're all flying around on private planes telling you not to fly around on planes or eat cows. Scalise concluded, what President Trump does so well is tell the story of the greatness of America through other people. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.